The college experience, Alabama Crimson Tide at the LSU Tigers. SEC college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. Yes, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, betteredge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the college experience. Alabama Crimson Tide at the LSU Tigers. SEC college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking the top two teams in the SEC currently. The Crimson Tide, red hot, won, I believe, 7 in a row. The last time they lost a game, it was before Christmas to Western Kentucky in Rick Stansbury's squad by 2. And really, if you look at Alabama, not only have they just got some great road wins, like a beating Tennessee by 8 in Knoxville, or Auburn by, you know, 4 at Auburn, or Kentucky by 20 at Kentucky, but they got some great wins on the resume. Even their losses, I think that's the most impressive thing about Alabama's losses, is they, yeah, okay, you lost to Stanford by 18 in the second game of the season, but to be fair, Stanford was healthy then. They've been banged up. I think Stanford's a lot better than their record. I think they're a good team, and I wouldn't be surprised if they get healthy. They got to get healthy fast if they end up getting dancing in March. But I will say they're almost running out of time. Stanford got to get healthy. The other loss, Clemson by 8. You know, Clemson prior to the Virginia game was, you know, people were thinking they were going to win the ACC. And then their other one is Western Kentucky, who I think Western Kentucky is a team that will be dancing in March. I think they're going to be a team that's going to be a hard out come March. So then you look at their wins. Okay, they beat Providence by 17 in the Big East. That's a good win. They beat Furman, who I think will be dancing in March and be a tough team to beat, by 3. They took down Ole Miss by 18. Tennessee, like I mentioned, by 8, Florida by 15, Auburn by 4, Kentucky by 20, and Arkansas by 31 points. And really, it's been about the Alabama defense. It's been just in a very, very elite defense. And I mean, it's actually compelling to me, because it's like they rely heavily on the guards. Shackleford, John Petty Jr., free fallen John Petty Jr. And then Quinterly. Those three combined basically give you the same amount of points per game. So it's a 1-2-3 punch. probably getting you about 40 points a game between the three. And also Joshua Primo, not a bad bench guard as well. Same with Keon Ellis. So they're just got a slew of guards they're going to try to beat you with. And then they also have at the forward spot, Herbert Jones at 12.6 points a game. Now their other forward, Jordan Bruner, injured. I think he's out for the next few weeks. That could be a thing to circle in this game. Alex Reese and James Rojas going to have to step it up. Juwan Gary as well, perhaps. But Nate Oates, former Buffalo Bull coach, doing a great job here. And I think a lot of it has been, I mentioned the defense. Their defense has been fantastic. One of the better defenses in the country. But also it's their tempo. And that's the compelling part about this game is LSU has a similar tempo. Alabama, kind of a strange team as far as like, you don't see a lot of this, of that style in college basketball. Guard heavy, crazy tempo, really good lockdown defense. They're 45th in the country in scoring at 80 points per game. And they only allow 70. So they average a double digit win. Essentially. They average 65 shots a game, a little bit of that Paul Westhead offense, 17th in the country in shots per game, including a 30% behind the arc, which is 10th in the nation. So they kind of been killing it there. They also shoot 43% from the field and 34.1% from 3-point range. Wow. I mean, that's a pretty strong resume there. They're also averaging 36.4 rebounds per contest, which is 57th in the country. Everywhere you look, it's impressive with the Crimson Tide. Now, I do think I've seen when they've lost, they've struggled to shoot the ball. And I think one of the compelling things is their advantage traditionally in this stretch has been that tempo. Well, what happens when you play a team with similar tempo. And I'm talking about the LSU Tigers led by Cam Thomas, who I believe is the leading scorer in the country as a freshman between all freshmen at 22 points per game. One steal as well per game. Him, Javonte Smart are a dangerous backcourt and probably the reason why they match up well against Bama. I think if you look at this matchup on paper, it's compelling because what is LSU's strength? They got great guard play. They also have some great forwards. They're a deeper team, especially with the injury to the Crimson Tide. Trendon Watford, Darius Days, Wilkinson, gonna be a tough guard, I think, for the Crimson Tide here. I mean, you one would think they got to be due for a loss, and I think this team kind of. Might have exactly what you need to beat the Crimson Tide in great guard play and some elite bigs that could really give you a problem. Another thing is LSU is a good free throw shooting team. So perhaps and they're good at getting to the line. So perhaps that could be an issue in this game. I'm really interested to watch the how they use Darius Days. Cause that's a guy that's a mismatch problem for everybody, but I think it will definitely be in this game, considering how guard heavy Alabama is. What else do I want to hit on here? Is there a coaching edge? I don't know. Will Wade giving bags of cash for all I know. Nate Oates is too. Who knows? But I do feel like this is. I don't think Alabama's faced a team like this all year that's really similar to their style of play. Or they've beaten a team that's really similar to their style of play. The line opened up at LSU -1. I'm seeing it at -1.5 right now. I also see a 2 out there. Let's play it at 1.5. But man. I think Alabama is the best team in the SEC, but I do think LSU has the right stuff to mess with them. I think Bama is due for much like I took Minnesota against Michigan the other day, the second matchup. I think I took both Minnesota, both matchups, but I specifically thought, man, Michigan's playing great, but they're just due for a loss. I feel like Bama is just due for a loss here. So I'm going to say, take LSU here. If your mind is set on betting this game, I'm going to say you take LSU. However, I would say I would stay away from this one because I think it could go either way. I really believe it could go either way. LSU's free throw shooting could be the difference. Bama not as good. And then I think the tempos might be the offsetting factor here of like, if they're both the same tempos, Bama's a little banged up. I'm going to go LSU here, but like I said, tread lightly on that bet. If you're going to bet that thing, I would not go crazy on that bet. If anything, the money is going in LSU's favor slightly at the moment. What is the key to the game for Alabama, in my opinion, is can they win the guard matchup? I mean, I feel like a fucking robot here. I think that's always a big, I just previewed Duke Pitt and I felt like that was a big matchup for Pitt. Could their guards take advantage of Duke? Well, it's the same situation here, because I think LSU has a slight edge with their starting backcourt. Now, as far as depth at the guard position goes, I will say Bama has more depth. I'm going to say that the team that creates less turnovers in this matchup, so taking care of the rock, which actually would probably favor Alabama because of their experience, but the game being in Baton Rouge, the free throw shooting factor of LSU being a really good free throw shooting team, I think will be the difference. Give me the Tigers to get it done. But like I said, I wouldn't shock me at all if Alabama won this game. Kind of hope they do, because I think it's a great story. Wouldn't it be great? I mean, look, I know people are bummed that they won another championship in football, but I would love to see Alabama make a deep run this year in college basketball. I like this team. I like the way they play. I like their coach. So, yeah, I think it'd be fantastic. So I do think the key for LSU though is controlling that tempo, staying aggressive, getting to the free throw line. That's another thing, is Bama is thin at the forward spot with Bruner being injured. So their bigs are really going to have to step up for Bama, which I think favors LSU greatly. Give me the Tigers to get it done here. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for 4 years. I say we, because Patty C and NC Nick, my co-hosts that are normally with me, they're not here today, but we release all of our picks each year. And I don't mean I don't mean our final numbers right now, compiling all four seasons, is over 500, even though they are. I'm talking about each individual college basketball and college football season. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, as a collective, but also independently, have been over 500 picking every game. We've also been way over 500 with handicapping our locks, picking our locks. I'm sorry. Because obviously we're handicapping every game. But yeah, we've been way over 500 picking our locks, and we give you all that for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com on a spreadsheet. We also tweet them out daily. You got no excuses for not bringing in this extra income. If it was 1 year, you'd say, hey, these idiots got lucky, but no, these idiots know what the fuck we're talking about. It's a fact by now. You can't convince me otherwise. So make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. Make sure you tell a friend and make sure you start placing some of these bets. Look, it's free. We don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I want to try to charge you for is your kindness. If you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. It's certainly appreciated. Say some nice things about us. You know, oftentimes sponsors have told us that's a huge deal. They want to see fans engaged talking about the podcast. So perhaps you do. And then some company out there like Reebok or something gives us a bunch of money to talk about more episodes or to talk about more basketball. And I start giving you more episodes, you know, and you start winning in life and you're just bringing home a lot more cash, all because Reebok is giving. So all because Reebok saw your comment, gave me a bunch of money. Next thing you know, I'm in bed with Reebok. I'm going over there. I'm fucking working in their sweatshops, hanging out with the drinking Gatorade with all these little 7 year olds saying faster, faster, make the shoes faster. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but still, who knows? Maybe that could happen. And then you'd win a lot of money because our picks have been fire and we give you more content, which means more episodes, which means more money in your pocket. Your girlfriend likes you more. Your parents like you more. Your kids like you more. You're buying them fucking Buzz Lightyear toys, fucking all the Star Wars figures that are like $3 million on the internet. How does that happen? Never understood the action figure hustle. It's like I went online to get like a starting lineup. That was like a birthday gift for a friend. It was like a normal player too. I get it if it's like the guy died. I'd get it if it's like, okay, your figure. If it was a Kobe Bryant action figure or a starting lineup, then I would be like, okay, I get it. I understand why it's like $500. But no, when I'm trying to get a Bernie Kosar starting lineup, and you're quoting me at like $375, I'm still in shock. I'll make a fucking paper mache Bernie Kosar before I spend $375 on a Bernie Kosar starting lineup. I'll make my own fucking action figures. I'll Google it. I'll figure it out. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but the point is you're going to win a lot of money if you listen to us. So make sure you do that and check us out. If you do give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot of that with your phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will enter you in one of those rigged, pretty much like one of those rigged elections in like, I don't know, Kenya, where you'll win a college experience t-shirt. All right. You will win. It'll be a raffle, but you will win a college experience t-shirt. I will send you one over the next few weeks. How about that? Brand new shiny t-shirt. Even that will get you laid because your girlfriend's sick of you walking around with your wrinkled ass Alabama Crimson Tide t-shirt. Yeah. You won 4,000 national championships. All right. And Bear Bryant's got the biggest dick of all time, but still, wait till she sees you with this college experience t-shirt on. She might think otherwise. So perhaps, you know, you start to really hit it off with the college experience t-shirt. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, guys. Just make sure you subscribe. I'll send you a t-shirt. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Patty C's at Patty C831. NC Knicks at NC_NICK. We publish our picks daily via Twitter and also on sportsgamblingpodcast.com on their college basketball and college football picks. And yes, we will have you covered for FCS college football. Yes, Tarleton State. We will break them down just like we'll break down North Dakota State and James Madison and who else? Everybody. All right. Weber State, San Diego, whoever the fuck you want to say. We got you covered here at the College Experience. So make sure you give us all a follow. Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter as well at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. And yeah, check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. This is the College Experience, Alabama at LSU style. I say take the Tigers, to quote Eddie O, we Tigers. Although I will admit, I probably won't bet this game. But if you're forced to, if you're a fan of both of these teams or just going to say, hey, I want to watch perhaps maybe the best game of the day, I say you bet on LSU. That's what I'm going to say. This is the College Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.